Hi, good morning to you. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? We are sitting here in DC having a great time and so excited to be talking to you right now on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh, I'm so excited about today's show. As you know, we got, and for some of you that don't know, we have national R&B recording artist Angie Stone is going to be joining us, along with Tracy Henderson, author, and my main man, A-Train will be joining us, so I am super excited. We got a lot to talk about, but first I want to just give my condolences and my deepest sympathy and my prayers go out to those in California, their families who lost their loved ones in that horrific warehouse fire. I am just so deeply, full of sorrow for the families and just, you know, it's just so horrific. I just really, really pray for peace over them, especially during this holiday season. So many losses have gone forth in this since Thanksgiving. I think about also the 5-year-old children that lost their lives in that bus, and their families that you lost those little babies, and just so much. It's just really, really just one of those things that. You know, just really have you just really thanking God for so many of your blessings, but also be willing to give yourself as a sacrifice to intercede and stand in a gap for so many. So we are definitely, definitely praying and lifting up you guys. Some of you may be listeners of Dr. Gina's radio chat, and I'm just really deeply, deeply I am so prayerfully praying for you daily, and I'm just thank God for him being God and huge and big, and I know that he is going to do just give you the comfort and the peace during this time. Some of the parents and loved ones don't even know yet if and they're praying that their family members in that fire they weren't in that fire and that they're somewhere wandering around. We can only pray you know, during this season and time, and I just thank God that he answers the prayers of the righteous, for, you know, it avails much, and we just thank God for his mercy and his grace. So again, you know, during this holiday season, please keep in mind it is somebody going through something so much worse than you are, and so many losses and things, and you just really want to be of an encouragement to those that are really going through. So I just, you know, want to lift them up. And again, you guys lift them up and continue to pray and just continue to show your love. All right. Well, listen, we're going to get started with Dr. Gina's radio chat. And so many things, like I said, there is to talk about. And we're going to go ahead and start with Angie Stone, national recording artist, R&B award winner, and so on and so on. Angie, how are you?
I'm blessed. How about yourself, hon?
I am so blessed. I'm so glad that you were able to join with us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. You've been with us. Actually, you were my first artist, and I mean, you really set the trail. The bar was high. We've had so many wonderful guests since you. Yes, ma'am. And so we are so, sister, I'm just so glad that God has connected us, and I know that he is doing so many wonderful things, and I could not wait to get you on so you can tell the listeners what's been going on with you from that period in January until now. We're almost at the end of the year, and I know he's been doing some wonderful things. Too Bad Habits is the newest project that's out, climbing the charts. How do you feel about that?
I'm blessed, like I said, and I feel like God has definitely shown me favor this year by allowing me, after almost 40 years in the business, to still have a top 5 record. You know, Too Bad Habits entered the charts at number 3, so that was, you know, that was incredibly exciting for me. On top of that, I've since been doing film and television. I just finished Saints and Sinners television show I did For the Love of Ruth since then, which was a TV One special featuring Kimberly Elise. So it's been quite a bit of moving around. I'm actually directing my first television show. Created a show called It's on Peachtree with Angela Crabb Patterson, a talk show that I'm really super excited about. And just continuing to bump, you know, and grind. I'm actually leaving to go to Chicago in a few minutes to present an award to an artist she doesn't know that she's getting, so I can't really say it, just in case she's listening. But I'm real excited, and on my way to that cold city.
So, oh, yeah, it's cold in Chicago, that, but they're going to show you so much love. They're going to show you so much
absolutely.
Love, Angie. So now you're producing, you're doing production and everything. I mean, this is so amazing. You were just in a play called For Color Girls Only. What was your role in that play?
I was a lady in purple, exhilarating role. I had an amazing time doing it, learned so much about women in general, but it afforded us to have a sisterhood unlike any that anyone could ever imagine. So I'm actually looking forward to doing some more work on that play. And since then, the word has gotten around. We've gotten several offers for different plays, and there's also television on the horizon. It's a lot of stuff going on. So,
I know, because For Color Girls was in Detroit, and Angela Beryl Dunlap was the playwright for that. And so I heard it did excellent in Detroit, and you're getting people pulling on you for that and so many other things. I mean, you know what I love about you, Angie, is because from, Brother to all of your hit music, working with so many different people and on television shows and so much. I mean, you are really, you exemplify the beauty of a Black woman. I mean, just a woman in general. I think and believe that you inspire so many women and men, though, because you show so much love for men as well. You inspire people to get their hustle on, not to never give up, and no matter what, just really dig into you, despite what anybody else says or thinks or whatever the odds may be. I mean, you're just not a quitter, and if you're not a quitter, then you're obviously a winner. So this is why we love you. So what part with all of that, and just help some of the listeners that are really, finding out their gift and God is now allowing them to get out there and express themselves and open the doors for them. What things would you tell the listeners that have they're expressing their artistry that God is allowing them to? What things should they be looking out for, Angie? What things can you give them some wisdom to look out for, to not turn them away from pursuit,
Well, a lot of people give up a lot easier because they're not equipped with the right stuff. And the right stuff is being spiritually grounded, knowing that the enemy is always going to try to infiltrate and disengage anything beautiful that God has planned for you. So I think that with that being said, I've weathered the storm for quite a number of years. A lot of people like to say Angie's not gotten her just due. But if I operated in that energy, I would never make it to my next level. I'm always striving for my next level in spite of the hits that I take for the kingdom. You got to be kingdom bound, and you got to trust God. I don't know how else to tell people I'm a survivor because I trust God, and I know that He's operating for my best interest. And I just think that if I'm obedient, then the pitfalls of the enemy will not cripple me. And I would like for everybody coming into this industry, they've got to equip themselves with the ultimate armor, and that is the armor of Christ that we that love and created us. So there's no other way around the mess, because it is a bunch of foolishness that goes on in the industry. So with that being said, you just got to be equipped with the right stuff.
Okay. And just really, and also just really keep your focus on God for sure. And use your
absolutely.
Discernment, right? I mean, don't be so persuaded.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't be too excited and too hungry. Because a lot of people would take advantage of that as well, right, Angie?
Well, I've been taken advantage of quite a bit because people think that because I'm nice and I operate like the Creator, that they can swallow me whole. And they might get that on this side, but they still got to answer to a higher power. So you don't ever come out of the character being who you are, and that's like God Himself. So you humble yourself and you keep moving, and God will eventually avenge you for whatever it is. So you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people get ahead because they have a cutthroat mentality. That's not how I want it. I want it by grace. And when I get it by grace, I can truly say, you know what I mean? I deserve it. I earned it. I got to take it any other kind of way. I didn't earn it. And you know, people that can find comfort in, you know, relishing in something that they cut somebody else out of to get, there's not a real joy for that because you got to face that every day.
Every day, you know, it's just, it's something, you know, and just by you telling that and being so transparent, you know, it's just, that helps so many people. And a lot of people don't want to confess those type of things, Angie, but you know, and I find that a lot of times when we don't share, I mean, you don't have to air out everything and tell every detail, but when you can help so many people, it's just helpful to share that. And just to let people know that, you know, even through the trials that you've gone through in the business, that you've gotten stronger and it still didn't take you away from your focus and your heart's desire. And you truly are blessing so many people on a deeper level, Angie, because even with your lyrics, you it's think conscious. You give us something to think about. How did you start when you started making music? And I know you've been singing forever, but when you started making music, how did you find out what your message was? Because it always seemed like you have something inspiring, encouraging.
Well, one of the things that I genuinely do is I don't just put out something for me. When I put music out, I ask for direction, and that's God's direction to give me what it is I would need. And in doing that, I allow him to orchestrate every move that I make. So that's, I'm very social conscious, and again, our gifts are not created for us, but they're created for others. So when I operate in a song, I have to know that the message is not for me and allow God to cultivate the message for who he wants to reach. So that's how I pull it all together.
It's amazing. Well, you know, we love you so much. And now it's 2017 coming up. What are some of the, I know you got your television show. I know you're going to be doing performances. Just continue to shower us with all of that gift and all of that talent and that spirit that's so loving. We just want more of you. That's it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we do appreciate you too, Angie. Lots of love always. I just wanted you to just one last thing before you go. What can you leave with someone? I know you've been given a lot of advice, but just what kind of inspirational encouragement and words would you give them as far as your relationship with God and how he's brought you through and all of that?
Well, my anchor is the Creator. The word that I would give more than anything is when God says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we have to allow the good, the bad, and the indifference to take place. A lot of people, if I had to get into politics, a lot of people are really upset that Donald Trump won, and I got it right away. I was not upset. I looked at it as God's divine order because he knew it before we did that he would become president, but I also know that God needed to get our attention, and people had nowhere else to turn but to Christ. So sometimes he has to allow things to happen to get our attention. So just remember that even in your sadness, even in your breaking point, even in your disappointment, those things are all aligned for your greatness, and you have to receive it that way so that you can get to next. A lot of people can't make it because they can't handle it, but we've got to learn to handle the real, and the real is God knew it before it happened.
You know what, Angie, I'm so glad that you were bold enough to say that because, you know, the day of the election, before they even started posting the states that who was winning what, it was in my spirit that he was going to win. It was just in my spirit, and I just had such a calm about it. I felt like God was just giving me a calm about it and a peace. And I instantly started praying over the nation and for the people to receive what God had allowed to happen. You know, like you said, nothing goes without Him knowing. It's no surprise to Him. It might be a surprise to us, but it's never a surprise to the all-knowing. He's all-knowing. He knows the beginning from the end, right? So, you know, He's got us. And I just believe that this is more of an opportunity for us to get closer to Him, run to Him. You know, like the Bible say, you know, He's our strong tower. We run into Him and we are saved. So that's what we need to do, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, you're on the same page. And hopefully people will realize that this was designed for us to realign ourselves with the Creator, do what it is that He would have us to do, and trust Him in all things. So I just feel like we're at a place right now where we've got to trust God.
You are so right. Well, much love to you, Angie Stowe, my girl. I love you so much. Thank you so much. And girl, you know you are welcome to come on here anytime, any new projects, anything you got going on, you always, you are the first and you family. So I just love you so much.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate you.
All right, now say travels in Jesus' name.
All right. Okay, honey.
All right, bye-bye. All right, now we just talked to Angie Stowe. She is so, I love her so much. We're getting ready now for a commercial break, and then we'll have Tracy Henderson Smith, author and business owner, joining us shortly with my main man, A-Train.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Sees, and guess what? You are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Don't touch that dial.
Well, all right, we are back, and guess who we have? We have none other than the author, bestseller, I think about two times now, Tracy Henderson Smith. Welcome, and thank you for joining Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, listen, Tracy, okay, you're no stranger to me, but listen, and no stranger to many, but Dr. Gina's radio chat, I want to formally introduce you. Of course, she is on in her own being, of course, Tracy Henderson Smith, author, writer, and CEO, but she is also my main man, comedian A-Train's wife, y'all. Hi, A-Train.
Hey, Dr. Gina.
Hey, y'all. So listen, A-Train, do the honors, please, and formally introduce your beautiful wife, Tracy.
Absolutely. Everybody that knows me or that knows that's within my circle knows that I refer to my wife as baby. So although Tracy Henderson Smith is her name, but I always refer to her as baby, and I'm so excited for her. She is doing her thing out here in this writing field, best-selling author. So, you know, with that alone, I would like to introduce my wife, Tracy Henderson Smith, with her new release, co-authorship with Nikki Wood, the senior producer for the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Welcome, Tracy.
Well, thank you.
Well, listen, Tracy, I'll go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty, because the listeners all over the world, they're tuning in, and now they want to know Tracy Henderson. I got a girlfriend that I went to high school with named Tracy Richardson. Tracy Henderson Smith. I'm sorry. Tracy Henderson Smith. Listen, can you please tell people how you got started in writing, and where did your passion or pursuit come with that? When did that start?
That's a really tricky question. It's really something part A born with, part B something that my mother nurtured and cultivated. I know it sounds cliche when you ask someone, you know, how long have you been doing this? And they say, really, my whole life. And that really is the story for me. I have been writing my whole life. I started reading when I was 3. I started writing when I was 4. Age 7, I wrote my first book. I put it together myself. I remember very vividly writing short stories and poems and prayers to God. And I remember it was on green loose leaf paper. And cutting that paper, putting it between 2 pieces of cardboard and wrapping it with some old sewing scraps. My mom used to sew, and I took some sewing scraps and I bound and I wrapped books, and so that was at age 7. It was something that my mother really, and I don't know if it was deliberate, but we were readers in our home, so she made sure that we read, and I just think if you read a lot, that's something that's going to be ignited in you, and it definitely was in me. I've told the story often of being in the 5th grade, and it being Black History Month, and the other 28 students in the classroom writing about Dr. Martin Luther King, and which of course there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but I could not figure out who I wanted to write about, and I wrote 3 reports, one on Nikki Giovanni, one on Gwendolyn Brooks, and the other on Frederick Douglass. And that was just the kid that I was. So
wow.
I was truly writing my entire life. I do
and that's,
say that,
that's interesting. That's so interesting, because a lot of you don't hear that often. You don't hear that people have been doing it all their lives with writing, but you do hear that when people say that they've been singing, of course, you know, or acting.
Right.
But that's so to me, that is so powerful. Was your mom a teacher? Was she a writer? What was her role? What was her passion?
My mother was an educator. And she was a literary major. She taught English, and she also taught English as a second language. And my husband laughs at me whenever I say this. I remember coming up, our punishments were unusual. You know, kids get put on punishment. You can't go outside and play with your friends. You can't watch television. Where ours was, go write a book report. So my mom subscribed to Encyclopedia Britannica, and you would go pull a book off that shelf and don't come out of that room until you had a report written. And then after a while it becomes a habit, and then you become to enjoy it, and it's not punishment anymore. And so I would sometimes, when there was nothing else to do, just grab a book and read, or pull an encyclopedia and just read and just write a report, because that's what
nice.
I want.
You know what's interesting though about that, when you say that, you know, with writing for me, I always, my favorite class was English when I was in high school. And, you know, I also took up broadcasting, television, and radio. So it's so funny that the things that I had passion about when I was in high school, you know, finding myself, like, what was comfortable for me, because a lot of times you're doing stuff, but then what's comfortable for your child? You know what I mean? Where's
Absolutely.
Their comfort at, where their gift is? And I was so comfortable in writing and English and all of that stuff. And just to see it come in full circle. So, I mean, just the fact that you were just born into that is such an inspiration, I'm sure, to so many other educators, because I think a lot, I don't know, because I've never been in the homes of a teacher, but I'm assuming that it's focusing on just the education, and I've never heard of the feeding into the gift of the education.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Right.
And I find it so fascinating that your mom tapped into that instead of just making homework, making sure you're getting good grades. You see what I'm saying?
And
The
thing of it is exactly what you just said. It was not a situation of her making me do something. It was her recognizing something that was already in me and tapping into that and being creative in the ways that she tapped into it. I really think making me write a book report for punishment was creative, because whether I knew it at the time or not, it was feeding a passion. I am careful to, I'm telling my age when I say this, but I grew up when we had door-to-door salesmen, and the door-to-door salesman would come around knocking on your door wanting to sell stuff. And I will never forget the day that a very young guy came knocking on the door and wanted to sell a series of books. And I remember sitting on the arm of the chair while he was giving his pitch to my mom, praying that she would say yes. And I would never forget seeing the logo of a hot air balloon in the upper corner of a book and hearing him say, books can take children wherever they want to go. And in my young impressionable mind, those words connected with the visual of that hot air balloon, I believed him. And I don't know if I believed him literally, or in a general sense, but something happened, and I really felt like that is what was going to happen, Mom, if you buy these books. So just the excitement, this was the thing that I loved. It was the thing that I loved, and for her to be able to recognize that and tap into it, which is something that I say all the time, pay attention to your kids, and however they are bent. When the Bible says, raise up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart from it. I know a lot of times we make that real spiritual and make it about church, but really the translation is, bring up a child in the way that they are bent. What your child is leaning toward, bring them up in that vein. And when they're older, they will have discovered the thing that they were made for, and then that's what they'll do. And I really believe that.
Well, listen, I agree. I love dealing with my son on just where his gifts are and encouraging him and inspiring him and never sowing a negative seed of low self-esteem in him or anything. Right. I want him to know that he can do anything.
Absolutely.
He said he want to be the first black president of the NFL. I say, baby, let's do it. If you want to be the president of the NFL,
let's figure it out.
Black, you go ahead and let's go. It's just so important to feed them, because the world will beat them up. And I'm telling you, if you don't feed them now and nourish them, what it is that what's inside of them will attract. And I believe that if you put in all the good, I mean, of course, discipline and things like that. And if they get off course, you want to put them back on in check. If they, distracted and they're not focusing on their responsibilities with academics and things like that, you want to get them on track. But I mean, as far as letting them know who they are, because the enemy will bring to them the mess that you put into them. I'm telling you right now, I know. They do whatever you put into them. When they get out there, the devil will bring whatever that mess is on the inside of them, and that's what they will feed off of until they get older. Then they got to fight all that stuff for the rest of their life. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But if you feed them good, they will prosper. That's what I'm saying. Your mother focused on, feeding you, and you are prospering. You are a best-selling author right now. You have your own publishing company. I mean, you're doing great things, and so the fruit is what I'm saying. If you sow good seed, you'll get great fruit. If you sow in bad seed, you're not going to get no fruit, or you're going to get doggone, what kind of fruit? Rotten fruit. You don't want that. I don't want rotten fruit.
You really have opened up a whole, this is about to go a whole other way.
what you're saying is so powerful. It's so powerful, and it is so true. And here is the power. Here is where the power rests in nurturing that thing and bringing up a child in the way that God created them. Because I've had some bad seeds planted in my life, and I've had all manner of foolishness hit my life, and I've done things other than writing, and I've done it, been in positions that I probably shouldn't have been in, and you know, worked on jobs that I probably stayed at too long. I've done a lot of things other than the thing that God created me to do. And what has been so miraculous is, no matter what else you choose, because we can choose to do a lot of things. And here's where we get it twisted. Here's where it gets confused. It's particularly if you are a believer. And I know I'm talking to a bunch of believers that listen to your show. Particularly if you are a believer. Here's where we get it twisted. Because God will bless whatsoever thing we put forth our hands to do in righteousness, we get that confused with the thing that we're supposed to be doing. Because he's going to bless what you put forth your hand to do. If it is in righteousness, and if you have good intent, you are going to see fruit. You will see fruit mm-hmm. from it. But that has nothing to do with us. That has everything to do with him. That has
it's
everything
about
to
God,
do with how
exactly.
good he is. That has everything to do with how good he is. So he's watching us not doing what he said. He's watching us not doing the thing that he put in us to do, but our intentions are good, and we want to help people, and we want to bless people, or we do the safe thing. We take a job because it's about survival, and we got to take care of our family. Well, God, we got to eat. We got to have a roof over our head, and we do that with all diligence. Well, he's not going to leave you standing by the wayside. He's going to bless you. He's going to breathe on that, and you're going to see some fruit from it. But I'm going to tell you where it really gets you. Is at night when you lay your head down on the pillow and you get that little tap on the shoulder before you drift off. Yeah, remember that thing I told you to do? That knowing that it won't go away. The thing you can't stop thinking about. The thing you can't stop dreaming about. That is the thing that we have to, at some point and sometime in our lives, decide to pay attention to. And that is what happened for me and how I ended up with bestseller status. I found out that every no, the only no that ever mattered to me in my life was the no's that I gave myself. And when I stopped telling myself no, when I stopped making excuses for why I couldn't and why I couldn't be, why I couldn't do, why I couldn't have, when I stopped giving myself the excuse of the timing is not right, well, maybe it's just not my season, or, you know, well, I'll wait till the finances get just so, well, let me take care of this person and let me do this, well, I have such great responsibilities, well, they need me over here, oh, you have a vision, well, let me help you in your vision, let me push you to your next level. And all the while, what was brewing in me for years, what I had known since I was 4 years old, what God has spoken to me about my giftings and about my true anointing and about who I really was sitting on the back burner untapped because I had the strength and the power and the wherewithal to do everything else but the thing that he said. And the moment I said I just cannot not do what he said anymore is when things changed.
Listen, Tracy, I want to because I'm got so many things I want to get right in here before we get too far off of it. I want to go back real quick because I'm trying to take notes. I want to go back to when you were okay. I don't know. I'm just gonna jump in. Okay, so when you were talking, the thing that came to me was about how parents, like going back to, you know, raising your child, how a lot of times we want to live vicariously through our children and put burdens on them. And even if it wasn't a negative seed sown, it could have been false burdens. Like, well, I want you to do this, and I think you should do this, and you need to pick a career and find, you know, something that seems practical instead of seeing what could be the opportunity of a door of, I mean, blessings for other people, wealth for your whole family and grandkids to come. A lot of times, you know, I think because when we think we say we're spiritual and we move by God's spirit, but when we're training our children and raising them, we get panicky and we want them to be things that we did not become, or we want them to do things that we didn't do, and we force our kids to go to college. Or I mean, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with college, and please, I don't want nobody to write me no letters.
I'm just
saying, I'm just saying that sometimes if your kid and you see them developing and they have a business sense, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like taking an opportunity to send them to different classes and courses and praying for opportunities and connections and things like that. You never know how God's going to do things. I mean, like for me, I went through a whole journey and then I finally went to school, now got my doctorate's degree. You never know the plan that God has for each individual. Right. He created us with a purpose. And I'm not suggesting just let them go out and do whatever.
No,
a participant in their growth, but just really pray about what God wants you to do. They might be a minister, an evangelist. They might be a missionary. They might, you know, they might connect. You just don't never know. We limit God so much in our own lives. We put that same limitations on our youth. And I just feel like even now, just by you being a bestseller, your mother probably had great hopes and all that, and probably didn't even worry about the limitations. She just did what she needed to do to release what she had to release in you, and you got to trust God to take it all the rest of the way.
Here's the part right here. Here's the answer to that, what you just said. You have to know what your part is, and you have to know what God's part is. And you have to be able to distinguish between the two. And sometimes parents, when you talk about that panicky, that worry, and you just want your kids to be great, or you want them to do do certain things, whether it is you living vicariously through them and having them do things that you didn't get a chance to do, or you forcing them to do the thing you are doing, become a part of the business.
Right. Yes, that's another one. Yeah.
or not go to college, good. and you need to get a job and help take care of this family.
That's good.
And so what you have to do is you have to realize how much of them is your responsibility and how much of the rest of them is God's responsibility. Because my mother did
take
not
your
get
hands
100%.
Off. That's right. Right. Take my your mom, hands off my and mother, stop taking ownership.
Right. My mother did not get it 100% correct. Listen, my mother, God rest her soul, is with the Lord right now, but she went to her grave wanting me to be a teacher. She was determined if it was the last thing, her dying breath, I was going to be a teacher. She wanted me to be a teacher, and that wasn't it for me. Ma, I don't want to be a teacher, and she wouldn't hear it. She wouldn't hear it, and every chance she got, she brought it up to me about being a teacher. And so the part that she did perfectly was nurturing something that she saw or thought I had. Where she missed it was trying to determine what that something was
the
for.
The purpose of the gift and the nurturing and the impartation. And this is what I'm so... on Dr. Gina's radio chat, and the ministry is all in a nutshell, please keep your eyes on the Lord. Always seek him about every single thing. It says that in the Bible, to lean not onto your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5, my favorite one. Proverbs 3:5 says, lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. We cannot just lean on, okay, so he gives you an inkling of something, a little partial vision of something. We can't just take what we think. He is so big. I'm telling you, we always talk about wealth transfer. How are we going to get it if you're limiting him? You can't get nothing that you can't see if you don't see. I mean, wealth transfer is literally thinking bigger. bigger, allowing God to take you out the box. Tracy, we can go on and on. You got to come back on and visit another time.
I know this is not even what we plan to talk about.
No, but you know what? It's all good because this is blessing people and this is what this platform is about. Tracy Henderson-Smith is an author. Releasing the Fear and Walking in Faith is one of her books. Shift Happens, the one that is just out right now, and that is with Nikki Woods. She is senior producer for Tom Joyner, is bestseller. Eden Empowered, that's another one of her books. I want you to tell everybody, and she's CEO of Live Empowered Publishing. I mean, she can publish it too. So listen, she want to help authors. If you're a first-time author, how can they get in touch with you, Tracy?
Please contact me at info@liveempoweredpub.com. And that's where you can find out we can communicate there and you can find out everything you need to know. If you're on Facebook, please follow me. Join my Facebook page. I have a movement that has started. It's an online support and mentoring and distance learning movement called Live Empowered Now with an exclamation point. This is such a powerful place. Lives are being changed within this group. People are realizing their dreams. We are moving forward with visions. Purposes are being realized. Things are happening. There are so many resources there. So follow me at Live Empowered Now with an exclamation point. I just want to say that, you know, I am a contributing writer, as you stated, to Releasing the Fear and Walking in Faith, which turned bestseller this past August. And yes, I have co-authored a book with Nikki Woods. It was released in October, and it also went bestseller, so I'm very proud of those. I know we have to go, but if you reach out to me at Live Empowered Now on Facebook, you will get all the details. I have conferences coming up, workshops that are happening. You can purchase my book, get information on how to purchase my book, and we can stay in communication. And do you have a dream or a vision? Contact me so we can figure out how you can live empowered now.
All right, well, Tracy Henderson-Smith, Mr. A-Train's wife, it was all awesome having you here. Thank you for joining
so
us again.
Proud of
you are
thank
so
you.
Welcome so much. Any
thank
other time, anytime, and God bless y'all. Follow her, check her out, get one of her books or all of them. God bless you, Tracy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, stay tuned. We got commercials coming back with my main man, A-Train.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew. And right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, A-Train, listen, I got to pick with you a little bit.
Let's get
okay,
it.
Okay, you the child, you can tell you love, you are all in to your wife. Lord Jesus, you are her biggest fan. You are just in awe of every word she said. Wow. Listen, fellas, listen. This is how you're supposed to be with your wife. The Bible says to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And my goodness, A-Train, you love you some Tracy.
That's it. That's it. And what did Christ do for the church? He died for it. So all
he
so
did.
All
he so did. Y'all need to take some notes.
Yes, everything you got on your plate, put it on the back burner.
Oh, my gosh. See, everything she said, he was like, wow.
It's all about her. It's all about her. It is all about her.
I love it. I love the love, A-Train. That is so great. And you guys are just such a power couple. God has really done great things with you two, and it's so far, and it's so much more to come. And you know, listen, it's worldwide. It's big. So I'm really just so super blessed. It's so big.
It is.
It's so big. So listen, go ahead and give your two cents. What you got to say?
Yeah, I just want to say this, too. I didn't want to interrupt, you know, like
yeah,
what
you're so kind for not doing that.
It's like, you know, we on here every week, so I wanted to give her her platform. But
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and to our listeners, man, listen, Tracy, she really has a gift for bringing clarity to any matter, you know, and that's where we have really partner together, because there's so many things that I have, you know, ventured out in, and even this comedy role where she has brought clarity and formatted it and packaged it, you know, and presented it, you know, in the direction it needs to be. So I encourage anybody that's out there, please get in touch with her. If you got, like you say, if you have something that you're trying to work on and you just need that extra push, you know, to get to that next level, contact her. Hit her up on Facebook at Live Empowered Now. She's even on Twitter at THS underscore writing well. And, I mean, just get in touch with her, because I'm telling you, it's going to make sense for you. It's definitely going to make sense for you.
Well, listen, A-Train, what's going on with you? You got December the 9th. You've been blasting it. What's going on with D.L. Hughley and Cedric the Entertainer?
Listen, the biggest comedy tour in the country is coming through Jacksonville again this Friday night. The Comedy Get Down with George Lopez, Eddie Griffin, Charlie Murphy, Sed the Entertainer, and D.L. Hughley is all on this this lineup, and they're going to be at the Veterans Memorial Arena right here in Jacksonville, Florida, on the 9th of December, and then on the 10th they will be in Augusta, Georgia. And so, listen, make sure you guys go out and support that. Get those tickets. You can get tickets to that at the comedygetdown.com, www.thecomedygetdown.com. And then I will be listen, before I get to that, can I just say that the biggest comedy tour in the country reached out to your boy?
Okay. Yes. What's going on with it?
You know, so my thing is, when you have a platform of that magnitude to reach out to you directly about, you know, some business matters, my thing is the only thing that says is they know you're out here. You know what I mean? So, and I'm satisfied with the fact that, you know, the staff and the board of that particular lineup, you know, they know A-Train is out here, and they're acknowledging me and giving me a voice for my city, you know, and giving me some love that they're coming through my city, you know what I'm saying, to do their thing. So I just wanted to give them a special shout out for that. So
all right to all of them that is on that lineup. I mean, we just, you know, they funny. All of them are funny. I wanted to switch gears a little bit. I wanted to talk about Christmas and what you guys normally do around Christmas, because that's coming up. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Christmas, I will be traveling. I know, like last Christmas, you know, I was in Memphis, Tennessee with D.L. Hughley. So we were performing at Chuckles Comedy Club, which we're scheduled to, he's scheduled to be back in there again around the same time. So, you know, Christmas, that's for a comedian, man. You know, we're on the road. You know what I mean? So,
well, listen, yeah. What would you say, what words of encouragement can you give the people before you leave us? What words of encouragement can you give people that may be, you know, struggling through some emotional, or, you know, maybe they lost some loved ones or something like that? What kind of positive thought can you leave with them?
Absolutely. Just remember that you're not in it alone. And a lot of times when people throw in the towel, or when people give up on life, you know, the whole term, you know, hopelessness is defined as no possibility for a change in the future. And my point to you is, you know, if you're in a dark space, you know, if you're feeling heavy about, you know, circumstances that are currently on your plate, just remember you're not alone. And I'm telling you, man, that's some of the things that has, like, you know, gotten me through some different dark points, you know, in my life, just realizing that I am not alone. And a lot of times people make detrimental decisions because they feel like nobody cares, nobody's with them, nobody's in their corner, not even in the natural or the spiritual. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. You're not alone, and just stick it out.
Well, amen to that. I just want to, you know, every week I want to give encouragement words. I want to tap right into that one thing, you know, because we could talk about all of the wonderful things that God can do for them and all of the positions and dreams and things like that. But if they're stuck right there in a place of hopelessness and clouds and gray, we want to lift them up as well and tap right into that, because they're probably thinking that's good for everybody else. But right now, I'm dealing with this, you know what I mean? So I don't want to leave them behind, because a lot of people, even though those co-workers you work with, your church members you go to church with that's praying, depression is real, especially around this time. And we're just going to take authority and speak against it, and we're going to stand with you to fight it. So whatever prayer and words of encouragement, you're going to get that right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. A-Train, please tell the listeners how they can stay in contact with you.
Absolutely. You can reach me. Always follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm also on Facebook under A-Train Live. And I'll have another Facebook page called Do It Again and See What Happens, which matches my Instagram page of Do It Again and See What Happens. So we're out here, and we're spreading laughter and joy from stage to stage, and I'm fulfilling my dreams one stage at a time.
Do it again and see what happens. He has t-shirts. Please inbox him on his Instagram and his Facebook page and get your orders in. They're black with red and with white writing and red on there. I love them. They're so adorable. Again, reach out to A-Train and Tracy Henderson Smith. And I'm so thankful for my girl Angie Stone. Thank you. We got nothing but love for you, R&B singing girl. Traveling mercies to her. In the name of Jesus. Listen, we love you so much here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I want y'all to keep praying for those people that have lost their family members in that fire, y'all. Keep praying for those family members. Keep praying for those family members that lost their loved ones in North Carolina and in Tennessee. Absolutely. Through the fires and tornadoes and the bus accident with the little babies on there. Listen, like I said earlier, people are going through way more worse things than you are. I'm not demising or belittling your pain. Trust me, if it's emotional or mental, or if it's loneliness or depression, I am one to believe that I could never judge your pain, because your pain can literally can mean to you that you don't even want to live no more. God forbid.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Always, always know that you are not alone, and that somebody could be lost everything compared to you having everything, and you're dealing with this matter. But just keep in mind that you are not alone, that everybody may have something that they're going through, and just know that God is in control. He's in control. If you know, just know that if you're eating, somebody else might not be eating. So everything, find something to be thankful for, is what I'm saying. If you're not eating, thank God you got your health and strength. You know why? Because you're living to see another day. And that another day is a new opportunity for him to pour out the mammon, a manna up over you, so you can eat up some stuff. You never know what God is going to do. Never give up hope. Live your life full of hope, no matter what. Give God one day. I promise you, the next day, he's going to get all the glory in your life, not their life, but in your life. Believe that. He's got something spectacular for you. So listen, we're going to just shut out of here and say, listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. And we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We want you to be blessed. We want you to know you're loved. all over the world. Yes, it's big enough to give you all that love because God is big, and that's the Lord God Almighty we serve. All right, y'all, listen, we're going to cut out of here. God bless you. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Thank you, A-Train.
No problem. Thank you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Check.